AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. The city of Chattanooga, Tennessee is mourning the loss of four Marines killed in a shooting rampage. Mayor Andy Burke says they'll rally around the families affected by Wednesday's tragedy.
Our hearts ache for them. We understand as a community what it takes to heal. We're thankful for those who are home safely, and we will certainly give a prayer in all of our hearts for those who aren't.
Authorities have identified the gunman as Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz, a 24-year-old who was born in Kuwait but living in Hickson, Tennessee. They're trying to figure out what motivated his attack. Abdulaziz was on no-terror watch lists and acted alone. President Obama vowing a prompt and thorough investigation and calls what happened heartbreaking.
These individuals who have served our country with great valor to be killed in this fashion.
Obama says the FBI is taking the lead in the investigation, but the military is looking at what extra security precautions might be needed in the shooting's aftermath. Meantime, he's urging all Americans to pray for the families of the Marines who perished. Mark Smith at the White House.
Jurors in the Colorado theater shooting trial go back to the courtroom today, now to decide what should happen to convicted shooter James Holmes. Holmes was found guilty of all 165 counts he was facing within just 2 days of jury deliberations. Marcus Weaver, who survived the shooting but saw his friend die, says he's conflicted about the death penalty but ultimately wants Holmes executed.
No one wants anybody to be killed, but when you walk into a theater with an AR-15, shotgun, and you take lives like he did that night, what do we do as a society? How do we react to that?
This is AP Radio News. An annual checkup of the Earth's climate finds the world is getting hotter and sea levels are rising.
The report says ocean surface temperatures were the warmest in 135 years of records, with the seas holding record levels of heat energy at lower depths. Sea levels also hit modern highs, which the report's co-editor called simply ridiculous. Another scientist with the Scripps Institution of Oceanography compares this report to a doctor telling a person that they are gravely ill. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A man is behind bars in San Bernardino County, Florida, for allegedly robbing two little girls at their lemonade stand. Authorities say the 13-year-olds were working the stand when a man came up and said he had no cash but wanted some lemonade, so they gave him some. The man began to walk away but suddenly turned back, pushed over the stand, and fled with the money box, which had about $30 in it. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.